Hi, dear student. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are into our chapter 6. We have learned about the itinerary planning in the previous chapter. We now go and understand costing of a tour package, which is very important. Pay great attention to this topic because costing plays an important role in making a tour profitable, or suddenly you would cost wrongly. Ultimately, it will not only bring revenue, but possibly the whole package would be a loss. I will explain that when we go through. What is the learning objective? Understand the meaning of cost. What is cost? Understand the concept of tour costing. What components have to be costed? And the type of cost used in a tour package. This is a very important topic. Cost is very important element for a successful, not only itinerary, but the revenue generated by costing. Describe the components of tour costs, prepare the tour cost sheet, and know the factor influencing the tour costing. Aware of the different type of pricing policies adopted by the tour operator. So how the tour operator's cost is also to be borne in mind. And all these are costing of a tour package. This is the learning objective. So meaning and types of costs, as the word suggests, cost is otherwise explained as the total of all expenditures for buying the principal and ancillary services. Actually, how much did you pay for the principal services, like hotel, you're paying for airline ticket, services offered for rail ticket, and so on, and the ancillary services, which we learned that different related services. Cost is the number that indicate expenditure that may be actual or notional incurred on buying services. The actual money that is paid to buy a hotel room, to buy a flight, to pay for any other services. Cost does not include distribution of capital and revenue along with the certain unexpected value releases. So certain unexpected values that keep coming are not involved in the cost. The value release or the acquisition of the economic resources to take managerial decision is called cost. Once again, the value releases or the acquisition of the economic resources to take managerial decision is called cost. The concept of cost is measured in, of course, in monetary terms, that the number of resources is used to enhance the value. This term is known as value addition. Different terminologies are coming up. Pay attention in understanding that. So we understood what is cost. Then the concept of cost is measured in monetary. So you talk about X rupees, X dollar, X euro. It is understood that the cost is the monetary value of the resources used for getting the required inputs to produce the output. So the cost of a hotel room is 5,000 rupees. The cost of air ticket is 25,000 rupees. So this is how the costing is done in the monetary values. And all this will produce total of 30,000 as an example, just adding up the cost of accommodation and cost of the flight, 25 and 5, 30,000, that's the output of the cost. Of course, there are other components in costing, we will come to that. Costing each element of a package tour is painstaking work for a tour operator while developing a new package tour. So this is a tedious job, a job that needs attention and care. Calculation is very important, determines the price of package tours, and it helps in grabbing a new market. So the cost, what you offer or what how you cost your itinerary would be a component that could possibly attract a new market or new clientele. Fundamental to a tour operation, financial performance is that of establishing the right price. And for packages and holidays and managing the revenue effectively to achieve the required profit margin and thereby sustain the business. Of course, the travel agent business, the tour operator business is to make profit, that we all know. And for that, you have to pay attention to the costing. And you make a costing in such a way that the right price is offered, wherein we saw different negotiations and re-evaluation of the cost or the pricing has to be looked into. So the concept of tour costing, let's understand. The tour cost is represented as the total cost incurred or attributed to various elements of the package tour. The sum of cost of booking the services is incurred to design the FIT and GIT. The tour manager easily find the variables and fix costs and take appropriate decision. Because the actual cost plus the fixed cost, the staff salary, the wear and tear of the vehicle, and the variable, very different variable costs that are there, will be part of the costing. The team, the cost of senior management who are not directly involved in costing or in the tour planning, but because of marketing expenses, these are all variables that cost has to be borne in mind. So what establishing the price involves a complex process of planning, which needs to take into account company's objective and positioning strategies. This is the concept of, so company's objective and positioning strategies will get involved in costing. The concept of tour costing. The fixed and variable costs of operating the company and the operational costs. The operational cost could be anything like putting up your services into operation, those costs. And the variable costs, we understand what is the variable cost, which varies, and the fixed costs, like as I mentioned, the wear and tear, the staff salary, the internet charges, the furniture and fixtures, depreciation, and so on. Operational costs, cash management and cash flow, and strategic pricing decision. These are all the concept of tour costing. We saw this, we've moved to this, establishing the cost. The next slide is the type of costs used in tour packages. Various companies use different type of costing. So like any other manufacturing business, a tour operational business has two type costs, and they are fixed costs and variable costs. So what is a fixed cost? Let's understand. Fixed costs do not vary. They stay the same, no matter how many passengers the company carries. So staff salary would remain same. It will not change. Because if you bring 200 passengers or 50 passengers, the salary has to be paid. Fixed costs incurred before starting the variable cost in the package tour. Example of fixed costs are rent of the office, salaries, wages, interest on bank. They will remain fixed. You need to pay what you have as a fixed cost, whether you get 500 passenger, 50 passenger, or 2,000 passengers. And variable costs accounting according to how much business is achieved for sales. This is a variable cost. These costs vary with the number of passengers because they only have to be paid for the people who travel. The number of hotel rooms you have booked, they are variable costs. You only pay for how many hotel rooms that you have booked for. You also pay for only the number of seats that have been booked, the number of cars that you have hired for your city tours, for your bus tours, or whatever. The entrance fee that you pay for an attraction. Variable costs change as per the number of person in the package tour. Variable costs are tickets on the scheduled services, ad hoc accommodation, temporary and casual staff, the casual staff which is hired for temporary basis, they are not your full-time employee. Say additional guide, he's not a full-time employee for many companies. He is being required only to offer services to conduct that tour. But a tour manager who is a full-time employee is a fixed cost. And likewise, trade events, familiarization trip for agent, etc., have a variable cost. Because familiarization trip, the fam trip, which I was mentioning, only happens once. And for that, the cost is variable. You cannot include that into a tour package. So tour costs, main component, hotel accommodation has to be added. Sightseeing and related activities, market research and R&D, new product development. These are the components of tour costs, the main component. We saw that hotel arrangements, transportation, airline tickets, if it is included in the tour package. And the market research R&D that you do is an additional component of your, you have explored, you have sent your sales team to explore a new market. That's a cost that you have incurred. And it's a other component that you need to add up in your costing for bringing up a tour for a new destination, administrative expenses, and technical costs if you have acquired a technology, if you have taken certain technology into your working, then all that cost is added also as a main component of a tour cost. Other components, training and development, because you need to train the staff. Could be you invite a trainer from outside, the cost of that trainer. Market and sales promotion that you do from time to time. Printing and publicity, bank interest, provision towards depreciation, wear and tear of the vehicle, and miscellaneous tasks that you carry on. It will be added to a tour cost. So you can understand the vast component of a tour cost to be included. It is not the variable that you add up in a tour costing. So most travel agencies, tour operators have a cost sheet, which is done by the staff that is handling a tour, further reviewed, looked by the senior manager before the cost is quoted to the client or a price has been established. The cost sheet is a detailed breakdown of the cost related to a specific event. It is used to provide an overview of item. It shows clearly what each item costs and help in determining whether or not it is an expense to be included. So details are being looked and the cost is added. For example, there is a group of 7 people seeking 3 vehicles. I repeat, group of 7 people coming and asking for 3 separate vehicles. So the cost will be worked out for 3 vehicles. You cannot just say that, okay, 7 people can be accommodated in 2, so we will cost for 2 vehicles as a variable cost. No, you have to add the cost for variable, taking into consideration 3 vehicles. And likewise, an overview of items, so it will be included whatever expenses would happen. Tour company has an opportunity to review the total estimate cost and then itemize the cost, allow all the elements to be reviewed before it is included in each area. So all this will be in the cost sheet. A tour cost sheet is a statement designed to show the total cost along with the breakup of tour costs. And the information reflected in cost sheet is collected, derived from the confidential tariff from the principal service providers. So not the entire company or the tour operator, sales and marketing would know. Only the tour department would have an access to this confidential tariff and is prepared after negotiating the rate, as I was talking. The negotiating rate quoted by the supplier, like hotels, airline, railways, and others. So hotels may give you a cost that would be, say, $50 for a room, which in the market at the rack rate will be $95. So you got a $45 edge on the rack rate. So that will help you to work on a better cost. But that's a confidential tariff that cannot be leaked out to the competitor if you have negotiated. I'm just saying what cost sheet would include into. A wide range of factors is influencing the process of tour costing. And they are seasonality. In high season, the cost is higher. In the low season, it is lower. In the shoulder season, which is between high and the low, is different. And very high to very high, like festive season in our part of the world, say for example, Diwali or summer holidays, the cost would be higher. You would notice this. If you are going by bus on a normal trip, it would cost you 500 to 600 rupees. But in peak season, say like Ganesh Utsav, when you are traveling by bus, private bus operator may charge you anything from 700 to 1200 rupees and you pay, and so on. So it depends on seasonality, operating costs, competition, because the supply is limited, the demand is more. So the competition would also work hand in glove and would increase the price because this is the time to earn. Likewise, the nature of demand, tour accommodation details, daily costs, fixed and variable both. A guide that is hired temporary would be variable cost, whereas the tour manager who is a permanent employee would be contributing to the fixed cost that has to be added in the cost sheet. And daily costs, we saw annual business costs, fixed. For example, management contribution, the branding, the bank loan, the wear and tear, the furniture wear and tear, the internet, electricity, and all these other fixed costs, and accordingly they will be distributed on the basis of each transaction. Average capacity. Now we look in what influences the tour costing. The average capacity and accurate forecasting. Political or security concern or natural disaster, they play a role. Political unrest in many countries would result into a different type of a scenario. Political unrest, local people on the street demonstrating, ultimately total failure, ultimately resulting into security concern and sending the guests out of turn instead of using suddenly so many things for which an itinerary has been designed have to be cancelled because of the security concern. Or natural disaster, landslide, earthquake, volcanic eruption. All these are natural disaster. So this will also affect the cost. Factor that could influence the cost. Flight timings. There are certain flight timings that have a different timing. Regional departures, single room and other accommodation. That's called single occupancy. Most rooms, double occupancy. So $50 per room per person, if double occupancy, the room would cost $100. But the same room, if it is for a single occupancy, that may be sold at $75 or $90. Because instead of two people sharing a room, there is a single person who's staying. Obviously, there charges has to be collected from that single person. So in that costing, what they would do is they will only adjust the other services like toiletries, like breakfast and maintenance and other things, and they would reduce costs, but it will come very close to the double occupancy costing. That's just the costing I'm talking about. And single room supplement, that is known as single room supplement. Say, for example, double occupancy, $70 per person per room. So two people occupying would pay $140. Single occupancy for the same room would cost $120 or $100. Just an example. And tour operators and exchange rate also plays a role. So all these are part of factors that influence the tour costing. So pricing of a tour package, whatever pricing policies are adopted, a tour company has to take into consideration the following aspect. What is to be borne in mind in calculating a tour package or pricing? Company's objective, market segmentation, what pricing you are offering, as I was referring. Potential tourist perceptual assessment, analysis of the competition's pricing strategy. Are you having an edge? Are you your pricing, you like to be a cost leader where you are offering lower cost than your competitor, to be borne in mind. Assessment of the composition of the product line, your product line, and your composition of that product line. So you have to assess that, and the nature of the demand. The demand is high. I gave you the example of the buses that cost you 500 rupees in normal season, would cost you 1,000 rupees in the festival season. So season and the demand plays a role in the costing. Also, analysis of external factors like political instability, events and other problems. The current scenario which is going on in Russia, for example. Many insurance companies have refused to protect aircraft that go into the flying zone of Russia and Ukraine. So ultimately, many airlines have stopped. Few airlines are taking passengers with an additional insurance cost added to the cost of the ticket. So that is politically unstable scenario or events, another problem that could happen. So that will affect the pricing, okay, because there is less number of room available, or because of an event happening, because of the international event happening, the rooms are full. So only rooms are available at this cost. I'll give example of Hajj season, where the tourists flock in the month of Ramadan, which is why the rooms are expensive in the season, and in the low season they are comparatively low. And likewise, competition plays a role. Image of a destination also plays in the costing, because that's in a demand. They demand a price and they get it. So image builds and it is involved in the costing. Target market, such as their willingness to pay and travel. There are a good number of people who are ready to pay extra money and travel because they want to go to that destination. And as such, the pricing will affect a tour package. And seasonality, we just mentioned, seasonality plays an important role in the pricing. So pricing method used is cost-oriented pricing. Now let's understand how the costing is done and how the prices are costed. So cost plus pricing. So what you do after doing a cost, then you add up certain percentage to it. The company that work, the tour operator, they work, some work for a 10%, some 15%. That's a cost plus pricing. Involves adding up a percentage. Markup. Every package, we will mark up so much sum. So the cost is 50,000 and we would add up 10,000. We will not go by percentage, but markup, which means we mark up on this. The cost of tour before offering a significant discount. And markdown means offering the product at a discounted rate. So this is the cost and 5% discount given to you. That's a markdown after calculating all costs. Remember, There is no such tour or package that will be offered at a discount. But instead of markup, they would mark down and offer a 5% discount. Whereas they have taken care of that, the practice which happens wherever you see a sign of a discount, they are not selling their product at a loss, but their profit that they marked up earlier, now they are marking it down and get their product into the market and sell them. So that is markup and markdown. And then of course we have cost plus. So cost plus is a fixed sum that they add up. Pricing method used once again, market-oriented pricing. A value pricing pursued value as the primary factor for fixing price and cost as a secondary factor. We will charge this much and people will pay you, watch. Because going rate pricing, this is what goes in the market. So seats are offered at 500 rupees on a bus. This is a going price and we will offer it at 500. Come season, the same would be markup, 800, 1000 rupees. Set price by major competitor, because the competition is offering the same product at 800, I will also offer it 800 rupees. So the market oriented pricing, it happens in tour because of the hotel rate, especially when you go in the season into various European destination. And for that matter, many hoteliers would come up with their pricing for the whole year, depending on the season. Say you go for Christmas in Goa, the prices would be 3 times more than normal season, because that's the seasonal pricing. And that is set by major competitor. Pricing method again use differentiated pricing, may charge different prices of the same tour or vacation package depending on certain conditions, such as customer segment pricing, time pricing, and area pricing. You would find many a time this price not available in so-and-so state. This price is only promoted for such and such market, because the major share of the business come from here. So we would like to attract more passengers from this market. So this is only offered in a particular area and not others. So this is area pricing, time pricing, and of course, customer segment pricing. Like you have customer segment, student discount, airlines are offering senior citizen discount. Once upon a time, railways were also offering segment of senior citizen discount, but now they have discontinued. So these are all customer segment pricing that I was referring to, time pricing and area pricing. Many railways in Europe offer peak hour pricing, very much unlike our railways that is run. You sit, you pay 10 rupees for a journey any time of the day, whether you go early morning of a 5 o'clock train or you go in the peak hours of 5 hours in the afternoon for a journey from place A to B. If it is 10 rupees, whole day it is 10 rupees. Whereas it is not the case in many countries. The time pricing is different. If you go in the peak hours, the price is different. If you go in the non-peak hours, the price would be possibly 1/3 discount on the original or possibly 1/2, depending on every different markets. Rack rate is the price that is offered to a walk-in passenger, full rate without any discount. Seasonal pricing, a wide mix of pricing of package tours is set to cater to low and high season. So seasonal pricing. Low season, high season, shoulder season, blackout periods, all these are different pricing for the same product. And last minute pricing. It is common method of giving discount from the daily quoted prices to close the booking. So last minute, the hotel is experiencing a very low occupancy, whereas the product is available, the hotel has 200 rooms, they have only 100 rooms that is being sold. So they would start offering last minute discount. There are many airlines that operate. In certain markets, they offer last minute discount. And these type of travel agents are called in UK market as bucket travelers. And they display the special pricing because the aircraft will take only X number of passengers that are booked and X number of seats would be available. So they better fill the aircraft by offering last minute pricing. And there are many passengers who look for this, especially in off-peak season for the last minute pricing. It could be anything from buy one and take your companion for 50% in business class, or buy one in first class and take the second passenger, your companion, for free. It depends on various pricing. So you need to see that. We are just learning what are the different pricing methods that are being used. And so we come to the next slide. Pricing tour packages, per person pricing. I was referring to this. This type of a pricing is set per person or for each category service. So per person, if there are two people staying in a room, per person will pay so much. So the second person sharing the room would also pay the same price. So $50 per person per room, double occupancy means the room would fetch $100 as a price. Per unit, so it is set for price of one unit of package. So whether it is used by one person, two person, the price is same. So if you hire a vehicle, for example, for a service taken, say, on an Uber or an Ola services, so whether you go one person or three people, if you take the services, you pay the same price. So it's a unit price, unless you are sharing, which of course is available also. This comes to an end of our chapter 6. You were listening to Professor Tejkiran Rahmatullah. Thank you very much for listening to me.